This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 12th of July. The general synopsis at 18000. Low, 200 miles west of Shannon, 1,000 expected just west of Bailey, 1,002 by 18000 on Saturday. A new low expected Seoul, 1,007 by the same time. High, 40s, 1,022, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Utsira, South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. 40s, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, except in northwest Cromarty. Fog banks, moderate to very poor. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 in Dogger. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, north or northeast 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, north or northeast 3 to 5, fog patches in Humber, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Humber. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in North Biscay, variable, moderate or good. South Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, west or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, West Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. East Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 at times in Lundy and Irish Sea, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, southerly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in West Rockall, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Hebrides, mainly fair, moderate or good. Bailey, south or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Faroes, rain in West Faroes, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic mainly southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, southeast 1, 7 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Stornoway, southeast 2, 14 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by east 2, fog 100 metres, 1,021, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 3, 13 miles, 1,018, steady. Aberdeen, south by east 3, 19 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Lucas, northeast by north 2, 16 miles, 1,019, steady. Boomer, south southwest 2, mist 6 miles, 1,020, steady. Bridlington, northeast by east 2, 1,020, steady. Bridlington, northeast by east 2, 1,021, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 2, 11 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1,017. Jersey, east northeast 4, 32 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north northeast 3, 11 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, east northeast 2, 9 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 1, more than 38 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Aberporth, east northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Valley, east northeast 3, 12 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1,019, steady. Valencia, south southeast 2, 27 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 19 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Malin Head, east 3, 16 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Macrihenish Automatic, southeast by east 4, 35 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure across the United Kingdom, bringing settled conditions, but also some fog patches in the northeast, will gradually edge away northeast as an area of low pressure very slowly moves towards western areas to bring some rain or showers late on Sunday. Winds will remain only light or moderate for most places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times in Moray Firth and near Cape Wrath. Fog banks developing in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 for a time. Fog banks developing, good, becoming moderate to very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Berwick-upon-Tweed, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east backing north or northeast 2 to 4, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first, increasing 5 at times later, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, veering southeasterly 2 to 4 for a time in west, fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast veering south or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable, mainly northeast 3 or less later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable, mainly northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 in west, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later in north, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable mainly east 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 or less, increasing 3 or 4, veering southeast 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, except in far north, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5 at first in North Channel, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later, fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east, mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly, backing easterly later 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in north, mainly fair, moderate or good. And finally, Shetland Isles, south or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fog banks developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
It's 8 p.m. here in New York, midnight GMT, and 5:30 a.m. in Colombo. Hello, I'm Victoria Craig, and this is Business Matters from the BBC World Service. A preliminary report casts the spotlight on the pilots in last month's Air India crash.
Now, to be clear, it was certainly a report that has been eagerly anticipated. This report was actually released at 2 a.m. local time in India.
Also this hour, how effective was the warning system in Texas after last week's deadly floods? We're live with our guests in Austin and Colombo. And could underused office space offer a solution to cities struggling to offer enough housing?
They're really well located, they're close to Grand Central, so to make Midtown more mixed use, that kind of excites us.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, the latest world news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A preliminary report into last month's plane crash in the Indian city of Ahmedabad has focused on the actions of the pilots in the seconds before the accident. Investigators said data from the Air India jet showed the fuel control switches were moved to the cut-off position shortly after takeoff. This caused both engines to lose thrust. Here's Theo Leggett.
What isn't clear is why the switches were moved. It could have been a simple mistake, though the switches themselves are designed in a way that's meant to prevent them being accidentally knocked out of position. There's no mention of a technical problem which could have distracted the pilots and prompted an error. One of the crew did ask the other why he'd moved the switches, but was told this hadn't happened. The report does note that problems with locking mechanisms on fuel control switches have been found on some Boeing aircraft in the past. It doesn't draw any firm conclusions and the investigation is ongoing, but experts have suggested premeditated action is also a possibility.
Palestinian officials have told the BBC that Gaza ceasefire negotiations between Hamas and Israel are on the verge of collapse. The two sides have been holding indirect talks in Qatar. One senior Palestinian official said Israel had stalled the process by sending a delegation with no real authority to make decisions. He also said the Israelis had proposed creating buffer zones that would take over large parts of Gaza. On Thursday, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he hoped a 60-day truce could be agreed within days. The US Embassy in Jerusalem has condemned recent violence by Israeli settlers against a town in the occupied West Bank. The population of the Christian town of Taibe includes hundreds of Palestinian Americans. President Trump has dismissed a question about the effectiveness of flood alert.